Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. I've added to what is in front of you today, I've added an icon. This is Jesus, the teacher. Teachers often end a lesson with a question. They just want to see if you got it. So Jesus asked this question at the end of the gospel. Have you understood all this? Would you give Jesus a yes? How do our modern ears relate to parables? Well, Jesus used every teaching tool he could to describe the kingdom of heaven because it was his central message. And that phrase was found more than 100 times in the New Testament. So Jesus used parables and the ordinary to point to the transforming presence of God among us. And we need to hear these parables with fresh ears so we don't think of mustard in plastic bottles, bread in plastic or paper bags on a store shelf, and pearls available on the QVC network. Jesus used the ordinary to teach the extraordinary. And Jesus might say to us, hey, listen up. The kingdom of heaven is like tiny drops of red food coloring, spreading and turning the whole cake red. The kingdom of heaven is like penicillin, like the yeast of the gospel, derived from common mold, but actually an agent of God's transforming power to heal. Like the merchant searching for the pearl or the man plowing the field, what would cause you to give up everything for something? These parables are for us now, like messages in a bottle. Let us open them anew. Jesus continues to teach us and infuse us with new life because of living grace. That Holy Spirit energy received through your heart and mind. When you listen to the gospel stories, believing in the presence of the Spirit, there is an expansion, a deeper awareness of eternal values. Indeed, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Do you get it? The eternal surprises of these parables? Well, if you were a tenant farmer, you would have been shocked that Jesus would say the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed because they were a weed bush. Mustard seeds were frustrating little things. The farmers couldn't really see them in their seed bags. When they scattered the seeds of their crops, the weeds and the wheat grew up together, as we heard in the gospel of last Sunday. As mustard seeds grew large, they invaded the neat rows that had been planted. But Jesus declares, they are the greatest of shrubs because the birds of the air can make nests in their branches. Now, the farmers must have thought Jesus was joking. But Jesus was teaching a new reorientation, a shocking shift. Mustard seeds would never have been deliberately sown in a farmer's field. They were invasive and unpredictable. Precisely. Jesus is teaching that the love and power of God is invasive and unpredictable. Not like us, who come up with clear, defined boundaries regarding the kingdom of God, nice, neat rows of doctrine and practice. But in this pandemic, in this surge of COVID-19, we have been uprooted. Weeds of apprehension have grown up, even as we try to maintain some semblance of normalcy and peace. There are no longer neat rows of what we thought we had planted and planned. But here and there are weed bushes, the unfamiliar, in our personal and church lives. Nothing is like it used to be. We do not have neat rows of daily schedules or worship in church. We cannot even draw clear boundaries around our own feelings and fears. The presence of God is like the tiny mustard seed hiding in our midst. Our orderly sense of things has been altered. But the tree of life is taking root. God invites us to come and find a nest in the branches of grace. The hidden face of God is in our midst, in the eyes behind the mask of the mail carrier, FedEx, or UPS deliverer. The one serving you at the grocery store, drugstore, or outdoor restaurant. The neighbor crossing the street because they didn't have a mask on. The hidden face of God is in our actions of love and light or not. We can stomp on seeds. We can cut down unknown growth before it has a chance. I ignored the homeless woman on the bench because she smelled too much for me to help her. Yes, we can falter and not see the hidden face of God. In our reading from 1 Kings, Solomon asked for help. He asked for a wise and discerning mind. In our time, we ask for help. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. We are the living parables of the mustard seed. God is within us, invading our control issues, our neat plans. What has unraveled in daily life, work, school, and church has blessedly been encroached upon by the seeds of God's grace. God is being God, causing opportunity, inviting a new vision, inviting us to step in faith a little more. The parables about the kingdom of heaven are about transformation. about a yes to God being God, allowing divine grace to transform us to a higher frequency of love. The smallest action of love builds up the kingdom of God now. Each of us has to be as beautifully and as authentically a Christian as we can possibly be to make the divine plan take hold and grow. Mother Teresa said the following prayer, and it reflects her struggles and her transformation. I used to pray that God would feed the hungry, or do this or that. But now I pray that God will guide me to do whatever I'm supposed to do, what I can do. I used to pray for answers, but now I am praying for strength. I used to believe that prayer changes things, but now I know that prayer changes us, and we change things. We change things by letting the seed of God's love transform us to be a heart where others find shelter. Jesus asks us again, do you understand all this? How deep is your yes? Amen.